This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj V. Subramanian.
Well, today, as this gets posted to the website, is Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd, and we've all worked in journalism and have certainly worked many election nights, and perhaps we can talk about what that's been like for us past election nights. Will, does it differ for you being the faculty advisor for a student newspaper versus what you had to do when you were working when you were writing for a newspaper?
A bit. I mean, when I was writing for a newspaper, we had numerous races and we covered a large area, whereas mm-hmm. here on campus, we have, the local house race, state house race. And then, of course, this being a presidential year, of course, so we're interested in that. There's a lot of differences, of course, this year because of COVID. For one, unfortunately, there isn't the watch party we always covered in the political science department. That's a big difference. But when I was a reporter, of course, it was all hands on deck. Everyone almost always had to work election night. Unless maybe you had some other prior commitment that had to be reported as well. So election nights were usually, like, obviously late nights. Polling closed at 7 or 8 o'clock, whatever it would be. You would be calling the polls. And then I'm old enough to remember that time frame, of course, when I started some 20 years ago and we were making phone calls to precincts and things and getting the latest numbers. Of course, the last few elections I worked, everything was digitized online. And so we merely just, of course, we didn't simply just cut and paste those numbers and put them on our website, but we had to confirm and verify those numbers as well throughout the night. We'd have some reporters on the ground, maybe talking to some folks coming in out of the polling places. I was usually manning the phones and manning the website along with some other reporters. And so, you know, as the students would do it, the students would basically, we would just focus on this local race that we have, like we have between Hammond and Stoll, for example, and focus on that race. And then, of course, the returns for the presidential race. But we had so many races that we had to be concerned ourselves with. We covered a 2 or 3 county area. And so the readership was that much larger compared to a student newspaper.
What about for you, Raj V? What's election night been like for you?
Just like as Will pointed out, I pretty much resonate what Will was doing. But I was a television journalist, and election nights and days usually very hectic because, you know, we have to, you know, make sure, capture all the visuals. And obviously, this is the day when there can be a lot of riots, you know, especially, I'm talking about a state in India where there is a lot of rivalry. People are known for, you know, barging into this booth and taking away all the stuff and, you know, attacking and even killing people. So these are some of the things that's kind of expected in my part of the town. And we just have to be on the toes. We have to kind of move around all the places so that we can pretty much capture things as it is. And also there are cases of people, bogus voters, you know, there are a lot of discrepancies happening. And we have to ensure that we possibly tell the truth to the audience what is being happening in terms of how people are trying to take over some polling booths and stuff like that. And usually it's very hectic, but as Will was pointing out, it's now everything is digitized and pretty much you just have to keep track of the numbers and who's leading and who's losing and stuff like that. And yeah, I mean, it's totally fun because we actually there, it's like history in the making. We are going to decide who's going to be the next person who's going to run the entire country. And that's pretty exciting as well. As he pointed out, you know, it's all about getting the views from the people, getting their ideas and, you know, just reflecting the views and the mood of the people to the audience. That's what matters at the end of the day. And again, it's actually fun. I mean, I really had fun in terms of covering all this event for elections, but it was a long time back. But talking about this elections, I mean, I just saw a news article saying people have actually stopped the sales of arms and ammunition, thinking there's going to be some kind of civil unrest. And I think that's a pretty good thing because people are trying to, you know, not have profits in the mind, but rather peace and make sure that everything is all right on the night of the election after the results come in. And we just don't know what's going to happen. You know, there's a lot of general kind of uneasy feeling among the people that I've known across, you know, my friends and family. But we just have to wait and see what happens with all this people blocking traffic and blocking buses and all this stuff. We really don't know what's going to happen, but let's wait and watch what's going to happen by the end of the day.
Yeah, well, we'll know in a few hours, or maybe we won't know in a few hours. I mean, the one election night in particular, and I've been covering elections since 1987, so I've covered a lot of elections and been responsible for building spreadsheets and making sure the coverage runs smoothly and everything. But certainly 2000 is the presidential election I certainly remember above all others. In terms of early on, it appeared Florida had gone to Al Gore, and then that was pulled back. And we stayed with NPR's election coverage through the night. And I think, if I recall correctly, that coverage ended at 4 o'clock Wednesday morning with them saying, "We don't know who won."
Oh, yeah.
And usually on election night, you know. And this year may be one of those, too, especially with so many ballots still coming in through the mail. In many places, they can be postmarked on election day and still be counted. And, of course, anytime, any election, the results are not official on election night. There's still canvassing that must be done by the local election authorities, and so it can be a week or two after an election before we actually officially know the outcome of a particular race.
I, too, remember that election very well, and I wasn't in the newsroom as late as you were, but I remember going home, and I don't remember if I actually worked that election. That was back when we had – before we had cutbacks, and I think we still had some staff didn't have to work that night. I didn't work that one, but I remember staying up as a political junkie I am and just wanted to find the returns, and I probably stayed up as late to find out they didn't know a winner. But I was just going to share my memories of covering election night. I was disappointed that the first year that Barack Obama won in 2008, I was not asked to work that night, but I worked the following one. But I would have liked to work some of them. I worked most of them, but not all of them. But one other memory I have was in the Metro East in the St. Louis area. There are two different separate election commissions. There's one for the rest of the Metro East, and there's one for East St. Louis. And it was always interesting, year in, year out, when I would work this, the incumbent senator would somehow finally in the 11th hour before the totals were coming in, he would suddenly wage this come-from-behind victory. It was just always very curious. And but that, you know, that's politics. And unfortunately, that was the politics of down there, unfortunately. There was a Democratic machine that still runs and churns down there. But that's kind of a miniature Chicago version, if you will, if I could.
We are going to wrap up our discussion for today. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, be sure to tune in to our election coverage on Tri-States Public Radio. And other than that, you can join us again here at TSPR.org next week for more of Shop Talk.